State health officials are nearing a decision on who will get to grow medical marijuana in Florida. Meanwhile, Nick Evans reports two lawmakers are hoping to expand the pool of eligible participants.
Since 2014's Compassionate Medical Cannabis Act became law, trouble has followed it like a shadow. The rulemaking process and subsequent administrative challenges blew right past the January 1st start date lawmakers envisioned for the new medical marijuana system. 10 months later, officials have yet to settle on which nurseries will grow the plant. But Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Fort Walton Beach, says that decision is right around the corner.
The Department of Health has represented to me that we are days or weeks away from licenses being issued to legally grow medical cannabis in the state of Florida.
Under that law, patients with cancer or epilepsy are eligible for non-euphoric marijuana. Now Gaetz and his Senate partner Rob Bradley of Orange Park are working on a new measure to get the drug to more patients.
This particular act that we filed today is applicable to individuals who are at the end of life. There's been two physicians who have determined that they are terminal. And this is providing this option, this treatment option, and have that decision between the doctor and the family.
Those limitations come from the Right to Try Act, passed in the last legislative session. Right to Try grants terminal patients access to any drug that has passed its first clinical trial. But Gaetz and Bradley are looking to allow cannabis of any potency as well. Gaetz says extending the drug to terminally ill patients will improve end-of-life care.
Too many family members rush to the bedside of the dying, only to find their loved ones at the end of life in excruciating pain or pumped full of opiates, unable to meaningfully say goodbye. I don't want to go that way. I don't want anyone I love to go that way. I don't want anyone in Florida to have to go that way as a result of dogmatic, antiquated cannabis laws.
Lawmakers are pushing for a legislative solution to marijuana policy as two constitutional amendments gather signatures for next year's ballot. One of the provisions came within 3 percentage points of passing last year. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.